Welcome. This is ActiveSpirituality.life. It is a weekly forecast program with astrology and a guided meditation activation to help you make the most of your week. It's run by Pamela Cuccinelle, that's me, the astrologer, and Susie Mazzoli, Master Healer. We invite you to find out more about our individual work, Susie Mazzoli, SusieMazzoli-Healer.com, or InsightOasis.com for astrology. You can also find both of us at ActiveSpirituality.life, and we look forward to your joining us every week. Please share with your friends. Here we go.
Hi, everyone. Welcome to 2021. I am so happy, so happy to say that, finally. And I'm so happy to say Happy New Year, Pamela Cuccinelle, my dear colleague, and Happy New Year to all of our friends out there in podcast land. Welcome to 2021. And Pam's going to give us the forecast for this week, starting January the 4th, 2021. Got to say that again. And I'll jump in at the end and do our 10-minute meditation. So, Pam, what does the first week look like for us?
Okay, rolling into January, total. What we have is the moon is in Virgo in actually all day, if you're looking Eastern time. And it goes void, of course, at 4:34 p.m. So what that means is, I'll quickly say this, when the moon is void, of course, it makes no more geometric configurations to another planet before it changes signs. So for us, what that means is it's best not to begin anything, to launch something, to make a contractual agreement, to think that you're shaking hands on a deal, because things do not go the way you think. They tend not to gel or come together in the way you had planned. And that's because when the moon, which basically dictates the emotional weather of a situation, when the moon isn't connecting to another piece of the symbolic psyche or the overall coloring of the day, we're just not that attached to the outcome. So it's not advisable to shop for something like a new dress, because nothing is really going to hit you. And if you buy it, you're going to end up thinking, why did I buy this? So with the moon void, of course, in Virgo, actually, it's an excellent time to organize, get rid of clutter, purge, do things that make you feel as though you're tending to tasks that need to get done, wrapping up certain projects that are hanging around. So it's a good time to clean up, finish up projects already in motion that don't require any decision making. It's just about finishing the task at hand. Prior to when the moon goes void, of course, so prior to 4:34 p.m. Eastern time, we want to do things that are therapeutic, that feel like they are of service, that we're getting the work done. Now, the things to keep in mind on this particular day is that some of us may feel a little as though we're not being heard. And this is because one of the pictures in the sky is a heart aspect between the moon and Venus. So if you have this in your personal horoscope, if you happen to know that, then what happens is you may feel as though if your needs are met, you're not getting what you want, or if you get what you want, your needs aren't necessarily being met. So it's just important to acknowledge what is the primary objective of your motivation, and also to see and take care of yourself and recognize that this is perhaps a weak spot in your overall sense of well-being, and it's transitory. It's not going to stick or stay. It can also be a really good lesson in relationship. Doesn't have to be a romantic relationship, any relationship where you feel as though nobody's really listening to me, hearing me, and I am kind of doing the grunt work and not getting acknowledged for my contribution. This can be especially pointed for those of us with strong Virgo aspects, or perhaps a Chiron configuration, or a configuration that just makes us feel as though we're the ones who do the duty or the work that needs to be done, and we don't really get the acknowledgement we deserve. So pat yourself on the back, love yourself, acknowledge this, and know that it's a transit, it will pass. When we get to Tuesday the 5th, the moon enters the sign of Libra at 12:42 a.m. and it's in Libra for a couple of days. And once it's in the sign of Libra, we're in a different energetic thrust, because what's happening is we're in the sign that has to do with cardinal air. So that's about initiating things, conversations, dialogue, diplomacy, mediation, litigation. Any of these themes that might be in your world are good to emphasize and focus on at this point in time. Just know that because the moon is in the sign of Libra, it goes through a little bit of what I'd call training or knowledge or perhaps confrontations, challenges, as we're working towards the aim, the end goal. And what's interesting about this particular arc is that if we did our work on Monday and focused on wherever we might feel we're not being treated as we might, or not receiving or getting what we want, then as we move into Tuesday, Wednesday, we can really acknowledge this, have conversations, and make these things happen in ways that make us feel more recognized, rewarded, and affirmed in the way that we want to be heard. That's a word that I think really comes up and will continue to come up a lot as we move more forward in this year. This is a 5-year, as I've mentioned before. So we are making adjustments to build on the foundation that was started in the 4-year last year. Of course, we all have our personal years that we're going through, but that's important to realize, how is this fitting or working for you as we're in this particular year? And one of the adjustments that's usually most important in relationship is, how do we communicate? How do we hear the other person, and how are we heard? Are we good at expressing our needs and really acknowledging the needs of the other? And this doesn't matter what the relationship is, whether it's a business partnership, romantic partnership, parental child, friendship, work relationship. So much of it has to do with mutual respect, reciprocation, and really an egalitarian sharing of workload, ideas, and what it is we're working to achieve, and whatever that relationship is. So on Tuesday, the things to be alert to is, the morning may feel a bit like a bit like, am I feeling as though I'm taking care of myself? So any way you feel as though that's not being met, it's really a useful idea to make whatever adjustments are necessary to feel more like you are taking care of yourself, as well as the animals, people, other things that you take care of in your life and your day as you're moving forward. Midday, we can encounter some sort of upset, surprise, encounter that isn't really what we expected. So this doesn't have to be anything that derails us. Adaptability is key. Looking at the thing, not being too attached, that's important to say. Don't be too attached to how you want a thing done. Give yourself a little more time. If you're driving or going to an appointment, make sure you have some wiggle room, because if you think you're going to get there in 10 minutes, it may take 15 or longer. Just know that, because we don't really know what to expect. But if we know that something may come up that is unexpected, then we're better prepared to adapt and segue into whatever the next phase or situation may be. So then the day is pretty much, it can be a lovely evening, a lot of bad conversation, connection, setting things up. Here's what we want to be aware of. If anything has to do with a goal, a contract, something that we're trying to resolve, the prickly part can occur the next day on Wednesday, where we confront or kind of butt heads or have the experience of, oh, I didn't expect that to happen, or why is this more difficult than I thought, or even some kind of power struggle. In the morning on Wednesday, really, really good to have had a plan that was worked out, whatever your day was that you expected to have happen, because the morning, some of us may be a little fuzzy or not really feeling like we want to leap into action. Really delicious morning for meditation, for reflection, for people who are able to spend some time on doing whatever they want or need to do to feel as though this is my time, I'm quiet, I'm listening, and I'm oriented to see what the day brings to me. Mars enters the sign of Taurus at 5:27 p.m., so it leaves Aries, which has been very kind of like colt out of the gate for some of us. Really that feeling like things are starting to move very quickly. And then it gets more into, once Mars enters Taurus, it's more tenacious, more laying things out, more able to go the distance with an idea and less impulsive, which depending on your personal horoscope can feel more like, ah, this is more comfortable, or it can feel like, wow, I'm getting a little slowed down here. Especially of note for people with strong Aries, Scorpio configurations, or strongly positioned Mars. Once we get into early evening through mid-evening especially, but especially early evening, although you may have picked up on this throughout the day increasingly, is that sense of what I mentioned earlier, some sort of potential power struggle. And this doesn't have to be anything that is a lose-lose or a sense of being thwarted. But what it does require is really stepping up to whatever the whatever the I'm trying to think of the right word here, whatever the challenge is. And oftentimes with the Pluto picture, because that's what it is, oftentimes what it's talking about is you may feel or be dealing with someone who feels defensive or confrontational or holding on to something that you're wondering, hey, what's the big deal here? And depending on your personal relationship with power and whatever the situation may be, you can find yourself in some sort of conflict. So it's important to know why you're engaged in whatever may be coming up, so that you're able to make choices, conscious choices, and not feel as though you're in something that is like two dogs pulling on a tug of war rope and not really knowing when that's going to end, because that's not constructive. But this can be highly constructive with people who talk about, this is why I feel this way, this is why I want this done, so that it can be resolved and hopefully a agreement comes to pass. But it's going to take some work. It takes some give and take, some what is it that's most important to you or the other person or the situation. Sometimes it's a war within yourself. I want to do this, or I don't feel like doing this, or this is important to do. And we may be, one example that can come up that is really of note these days is routines or how things are scheduled or what our days look like, because everything has been, for many people, thrown into situations that are not, quote, normal. And yet we're working on restoring sense of well-being, exercise, being heard. I think one thing that's really important about 2021 is we're not in triage mode anymore. We may feel as though we are, and depending on the waves of how the pandemic is affecting you or your immediate surroundings, you may be actually in one of those situations. But the overall mood of 2021 is more to work with it in ways that are flexible, adaptable, creative, and playful. And that may sound nutty, depending on whatever situation you're dealing with. But I can't stress enough how important sense of humor is, and also sense of grace, overall sense of well-being. I mean, is it more important to be in a fear, fight, or fright mode? Or is it more important to look for the well-being where you can find it? The moon goes void, of course, at, it goes void, of course, 12:21 a.m. Early Thursday on the 7th. So for the evening into the wee hours, the next day, it's just a lovely time to do things that culturally uplift, make you feel harmonious, and make you feel as though you're relating to the other people in your life, and whatever that means for you. So on the 7th, Thursday, the moon, as I mentioned, enters the goes void, of course, at 12:55 a.m. And then it enters the sign of Scorpio at 3:53 a.m. And it goes void, of course, on Friday the 8th at 8:59 p.m. until it enters the sign of Sagittarius on the 9th at 6:15 a.m. So let me talk briefly about that Scorpio moon, because it really feeds and creates more good energy with what I've already talked about. Once again, if you've done the work of the relating, conversing, connection that I've already talked about on Tuesday and Wednesday, then when we get into Thursday and Friday, you're in a place where you can really deep dive with it, where there can be so much rich spiritual and therapeutic connections. Excellent time for you if you need any body work done or energy work done or anything that has to do with restoring the body, the emotional self, the psyche. These 2 days are really, really powerful for breaking into new terrain. And so on Thursday morning, you want to choose which directions you want to go on and what your focus wants to be. And then also leave some wiggle room, because mid-afternoon on Thursday, something new might present itself. So here's a thought. Let's say you want to work on things that have to do with feeling lighter or feeling less sad or feeling less attached to a certain situation that has you very stuck. You may think you know the antidote to that, like, oh, let's do yoga every day. I'm just thinking about a conversation I had with Susie earlier. Or let's get a massage every month. Or let's do a walk a few times a day. A few times a week. And all of those things or any of them might be useful to you with that emotional wound or stuck or barrier that you want to push through. But if you've made really clear intention, what could happen mid-afternoon on Thursday is you're presented with a consider this, and you get to decide, is this something I'm going to sink into and explore, or no, this isn't going to work? And also, someone, it can have to do very, very strongly with another person in your life, but also with some sort of psychological revelation or epiphany. On Friday, Mercury enters the sign of Aquarius, which means that you can expect an electric, fast-moving few weeks with conversation. Venus enters Capricorn, which works with that moon in Taurus I talked about earlier, which can be very stabilizing again with your body. Body work, therapeutic work, really a sense of what does my body need with diet, with hugs, with just all that sort of sense of going forward. Moon goes void, of course, as I mentioned earlier, 8:59 p.m. Wonderful for a nice, quiet, reflective evening. A picture in the sky between Mercury and Mars, which makes it very important that you're aware of what you say and to whom you say it. Consider before you hit send if you're sending some sort of message or email that might be in some way volatile or disruptive. Moon enters Sagittarius 6:15 a.m. on Saturday and rides through Sunday in this Sagittarius moon. this weekend is one that we want to be in nature. Can't stress it enough. Be outdoors somehow. Saturday looks like a fabulous day for those kind of nature, Earth Mother connections. And really excellent, excellent day for honing how you say and what you want to say about certain things. Excellent for writers. But the thing to keep in mind, moon going void, of course, at 1:29 p.m. on Sunday, is that do not assume anything with conversations, agreements. You want to make sure you know what is said and how it's said. Things can be a little nebulous. And so these aren't great days to do anything contractual or agreements. Leave space to revisit when the moon is in a place where you really do know what you're talking about and with whom you're making that agreement. And now I turn it over to Susie.
Thank you so much, Pam. And this is our first meditation now for 2021. And normally people have, it's customary, people do like New Year's resolutions and all that sort of stuff. Don't know how much we ever keep to them. But let's see if we can do a meditation about beginning things that help us to look after ourselves and help us to look after our environment, our space that we live in, considering big and small, of course. And let's do that as a beginning. Is that okay, Pam, if we do a beginning for the year meditation using all of that energy?
Yes, sounds great.
Super. Okay, so off we go. I invite everyone to take a position of comfort and peace. And if you can, always try and be in a seated position when we do the meditation so that the energy, if you visualize a beautiful tube of white light going from the top of your head, the crown chakra, reaching down internally through all of your body, like a beautiful tube of white pure light reaching all the way down to your tail. And it's good if you can sit in a position that is symmetrical. If you're not seated with your legs crossed on the ground, then try and plant both of your feet on the ground so that you're grounded. Nice straight back and your chin slightly tipped into the chest, to the clavicle bone. Taking a deep breath in, perhaps popping your tongue to the roof of your mouth, activating the third eye, taking a deep breath in, arriving, exhaling, and we are here. We are here in this healthy body, in this healthy mind, and no matter what has happened 10 minutes ago, no matter what has happened last year, 10 years ago, allow everything just to be there in the past. Allow it to be in the past now as information that provides wisdom. Everything in the past provides information that increases our wisdom. And that's all it is. Just for this meditation, allow the past to be the library of wisdom. the future, what lies ahead of us, what's going to happen after this meditation, what's going to happen for the rest of the day, the rest of the night, the rest of the week, the rest of the month, the rest of the year, the rest of our lives. Allow that now to be pure open space. No restrictions, no plans, just for the moment, just completely open. Completely open space. So behind us, wisdom. In front of us, open space, potential. And now, with a few deeper breaths, one, two, three, allow us now to arrive completely in the present moment. And just feel yourself like a pillar of light or a beautiful Grecian marble column, solid, contained. You have boundaries. You have energy. And just deepen into the present moment. And as you deepen, taking a few breaths, breathing in the energy, breathing out the energy, feeling yourself stable, grounded. And now just for a moment, consider what you would like to now bring into your life so that you can be healthier, so that you can be happier in a physical way, in an emotional way, in a mental way, and a spiritual way. What can I do now for my body, for my mind, for my spirit, for my emotions, so that I can be really living at my full potential? And for some of us, this might require a lot more discipline to create the space and the time that we need. We might need more motivation. We might have been terribly lazy or procrastinating, and we need that turbo boost of energy. And for some of us, it might be that we have just been racing around like a global athlete, like crazy. And we need the opposite. We need to rest and slow down and take it a lot easier. So just notice what you need. Notice what you can bring in. And now just make some kind of agreements with the self. Make some kind of plans and decisions. And really feel yourself stepping up to the plate. Feel that maturation process, growing up, pulling up your boots and saying, I'm ready to be here, I'm ready to be present, I'm ready to pull my weight, to be responsible for this, my life, myself. And just feel like the veil is lifting, the doors are opening, the clouds are lifting, and whatever has in any way been holding you back, whatever in any way has been an issue or a problem, it all just becomes simply transparent, because that's what it is. This world, this life that we live in, it's really just an illusion, a creation of our mind. So we have the energy right now in every moment to bring about the change. And if we just push ourselves just a little bit further today, the next day, to start to bring a disciplined practice into our absolute daily life, we will notice the changes. Whether that's being disciplined about resting, about taking it easy, whether that's disciplined about kicking ourselves in the butt and getting up and doing things, finding a balance, finding a way of being that opens doors, that opens windows, that makes space. So today, I ask myself to listen to myself. I ask myself to be open to change, to be open to optimism, to be open to hope, to be open to discipline, to be open to be rigorous and push myself further in my mind, in my body, in my heart, in my thoughts, in my words, to be more precise or to be more abstract, finding those places where I need to stretch just a little bit further on this first week of this new year. And as we're feeling that opening energy, that energy of hope, we're able to share that not just with ourselves, but with all beings everywhere, with all beings everywhere throughout this entire world. And as we take a few deeper breaths and gently open our eyes, we recognize that we're lighter and stronger, more focused and more creative. Thank you, everybody, for joining us. Welcome to 2021. We finally got here. Fantastic. Let's make this really a great year. Thanks so much, Pam. Thank you, everyone, for joining us. See you all next week.
You have been listening to Susie Mazzoli and Pamela Cuccinell of ActiveSpirituality.life. If you've enjoyed this program, consider a donation. You can find the link for that, ActiveSpirituality.life. Regardless, we look forward to having you join us again for next week's podcast. Please share and have a great week.